How many of you were not here this morning? Would you raise your hand? Okay, there's several that were not here this morning. I want to review just a little bit so that you'll know where we're picking up tonight in the message. We're looking at Psalm 100, and really the first point in the message was talking about a shout. And the Lord willing, we'll get on down through the message maybe on Tuesday night, but tonight I'm going to try to finish up this thought in verse number 1. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When it's talking about entering into his gates and how we ought to be coming to the house of God. And one of the first things we're looking at in the chapter is coming in with a shout in our soul. And we're looking at a word that I've never looked at before, the word noise in verse number 1, when it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And that comes from a Hebrew word that means to split the ears with sound, to shout, to blow an alarm, to cry aloud, to make a joyful noise, to shout, to sound an alarm, to triumph. And this morning, I believe God was just kind of challenging our hearts. Where's our shout gone to? I've never met your daddy, Brother Don, but I've heard about Henry McCann. Now, I will guarantee you, if we got Brother Henry McCann off in the corner somewhere, he'd tell us about some meetings where God's people couldn't contain it. They got so full of God that it came out, and they had to shout the praises of God. And beloved, I'm telling you, they lived in a generation where things were a lot tougher financially. Things were a lot tougher around the house, around the job, around the community than we have it today. But yet they had that shout. They had more time for the Word of God. I've said often, we have more time-saving devices in this day and hour and less time than we've ever had. Amen? But they had that concentration on the things of God. They loved the choir, but they didn't need a choir for them to shout. They loved the special singing, but they didn't need the special singing for them to shout. They loved the preaching of the Word of God, but they didn't need the preaching for them to shout. They loved the house of God, but they didn't even need the house of God for them to shout. I'm talking about mothers and grandmothers that stand washing clothes on a washboard, stand at a sink washing the dishes, and begin to think about the things of God, and begin to think about how good they had it. Amen. Listen, being a child of God, and it'd boil up in their soul, and they'd shout the victory. Amen. Whether it's on the farm, or whether it's at the house, or whether it's at the house of God. I believe we need that back, beloved. I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I know this. I ain't a giving up. I want to cross the finish line with my hands in the air, shouting the victory. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, we're living in a generation where somebody needs to see that there's victory in Jesus. That's more than a song. Amen. That ought to be a way of life for the child of God. We have victory in Him. We looked at the first mention this morning of that word ruah. That's how it's said, how it's pronounced in the Hebrew tongue. And the first mention had to do with sounding an alarm. I'm telling you, beloved, we're living in an alarming generation. And listen to me. When the law of the land says it's all right for a man to marry a man, somebody ought to sound the alarm. And when the law of the land says it's all right to gamble, and they're trying to get it in up here now in Bristol. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, beloved, when the law of the land says it's all right to drink liquor and put the liquor bottle to your neighbor's lips, when the law of the land says it's all right, beloved, to kill the little babies, we better wake up and sound the alarm. Jesus is coming. The Bible said here, make a joyful noise. I'm telling you, beloved, the world's in trouble, but the church is headed out of here, and we need to make that noise on our way out that lets people know we're not defeated. We're not fighting for the victory. Thank God Almighty, we're fighting from the victory that's already been won at Calvary. Amen. I'm not waiting on the end of this thing to see who wins. I've already read the last verse in the last chapter, and I know God's people win. A songwriter wrote it down, and it's right. I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, I can't lose. The day I was born again, I became a winner in the family of God. Amen. The first mention had to do with sounding an alarm.
found over in book of Numbers, chapter number 10, and verse number 7, and verse number 9, talking about blowing the trumpets and sounding the alarm. I don't want to go back and preach all that. I just want to give you a little bit of this morning so I can move on to tonight. And then it had the idea of a foundation that is laid over there in the book of Ezra. When the foundation of the temple was laid, the word of God said, beloved, they shouted. They shouted for joy. And I'm telling you, beloved, if they can shout over a physical foundation, how much more should you and I be able to shout over the spiritual foundation that we stand on tonight, that we know the Lord Jesus, and that there is no other foundation, and how we ought to praise his name tonight and thank him for what he's done. And then the idea of worship over there, beloved, listen, in the book of Samuel, they shouted. The Bible said the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp, and they shouted with a great shout. That's that same word, ruah. And beloved, listen, they were excited. Let me say this to you tonight. If you've lost your excitement, why don't you take another trip to Calvary? You can't get saved again, no sir. But I tell you what you can do. You can have that fire burning again down in your heart and in your life. I'm telling you, beloved, when God saved me, he put a fire in my bones, amen. He put a love in my heart. And I tell you, a songwriter said the flame has flickered, but the fire's never gone out. I thank God tonight. Listen, take your trip to Calvary. Take your trip to the empty tomb. Take your trip down there to the day of Pentecost when that old fisherman got up and preached the word of God in the spirit of God, in the power of God, and 5,000 men got saved at one time. That's the Bible we're preaching tonight. And the Bible's talking about a joyful noise. Amen. We hadn't ought to get over it. Amen. I tell you tonight, we ought to get over, beloved, ourselves, and get over our pride and worship God. He's worthy tonight, amen, to be worshipped. We talked about that golden pot of manna, that Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets that were in that ark. No wonder they wanted to worship, amen. I tell you, I love what Brother May said years ago. He said, I'm going to wait just inside the gate. He said, when some of you dead-headed Baptists come through the gate, you kick up your heels and shout, glory! He said, I'm going to say, I told you that's good all along, and you wouldn't listen. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, we need to shout the victory. And my friend, listen, praise his name for what he's done for us, for what he's doing for us. But I'm going to get to it tonight, what he's fixing to do for us as the children of God. Ruah, it has with it, carries with it the idea, beloved, of a foundation that's laid. The idea of worship, the idea of sounding an alarm. Let's look at the next thing tonight. I got a couple of things. Somebody's praying. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I didn't even feel like walking in here, let alone preaching. But I thank God tonight somebody's praying. I appreciate you praying. I really do. It encourages me. Let's look at a couple of things tonight. This next ruah is the idea of conquering an enemy. Of conquering an enemy. Let me ask you something tonight. Have you been around long enough to know that you have an enemy? Yeah. Amen. The Bible said our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'm going to tell you, the devil's our enemy. The flesh is our enemy. The Apostle Paul walked long enough in the Spirit to understand that the flesh was not his friend. Beloved, listen, he said, in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. He said, I have no confidence in the flesh. And though he could name his credentials, he could name his degrees, he said, you just better put that on the dunghill. He said, just count all that but dung that I might win Christ. He knew there was only one way he was going to make it successfully in the work of God. And that was not his credentials. That was not his education. That was not his flesh. But that was his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the only way that he was going to make it. And beloved, that's the only way you and I are going to make it. That's not changed, amen. The only way we're going to go across that finish line, waving high that blood-stained banner, having not given in to the world, not given in to the devil, and not given in to the flesh, is to turn our eyes toward Jesus tonight. He's the only one that's going to help us, my friend, to conquer the enemy. Look at Joshua chapter 6 with me for just a moment. This is that idea, that word ruah, that shout. And it shall come to pass, the Bible said, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now you say, preacher, I don't see what this has got to do with us. Let me tell you something, beloved. Listen to me. There's some walls in people's lives that need to fall down. Are you listening to me? You say, preacher, why don't people get saved? Listen, I don't know what the wall is, but there's a wall. In my life, it was a wall of pride. It might be a wall of unbelief. In that rich young ruler's life, it was a wall, beloved, listen, having loved the things of this world. I preached a message years ago entitled One Thing, the One Thing of Destruction. Jesus said, one thing is needful. Go, sell all you have, and go and give to the poor. And the Bible said he went away sorrowful. If you'll look at your life before you got saved, most of us can say it was one thing. It was one thing in particular that was keeping us from Jesus. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with God's people shouting? It might help the wall to fall down in somebody else's life. It might help God to break in and break through in their life. The Bible said they shouted with a great shout. The wall of the city fell down. Joshua 6:16. It came to pass as the seventh time when the priest blew with the trumpets. Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Oh, glory to God, Brother Ralph. If they could shout because God had given them Jericho, how much more should we be able to shout because God has given us the new Jerusalem tonight? God has given us the city. Oh, you say, preacher, you ain't there yet. Oh, that's in my mind and in your mind, in his mind. I'm already there tonight. Already sanctified, already glorified. Read the book of Romans chapter number 8. Justified in the Son of God. Oh, beloved friend tonight, listen. You say, preacher, you need to calm down. No. That's my problem now. Say amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Listen, I'm excited about this thing. God said in one little word, make a joyful noise. Ruah. Ruah, shout it out, amen. I'm telling you, beloved, the church of the living God needs to, my friend, be shouting it out in these days. You say, preacher, aren't you afraid of that wildfire? No, I'm afraid of no fire. I don't want wildfire. I don't want no fire. But how many believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? And, beloved, the fire of God can still come from the altar of God into the hearts and lives of God's people. It don't have to be strange fire. It don't have to be something that's unfit. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, I'm going to read to you tonight out of the Word of God. Joshua said, shout. And they shouted. You know where we're at tonight? Listen, this is not original with me. I heard a preacher say it years ago. We want the wall to fall, and then we'll shout. Say amen. God, if you'll do this, I'll shout. No, God said, shout, and I'll do it. Oh, you don't mind to buy something on a credit card? Shout on credit. Amen. Believe God to do something. Praise him for what he's promised us in the Word of God. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, the Bible said the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. That's that word, ruah. And it came to pass that when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout, the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. I say tonight, thank God that God's people in the days of Joshua shouted, amen, shouted the victory and done what God wanted them to do. David and Goliath, you remember what happened there? You know, David was willing to go out there and face that giant in the valley of Elah. And you know, beloved, listen, that giant, he thought that David was just something to disdain and just something to make fun of him. The Bible said that he cursed him by his little G-O-D-S's. I'm telling you, the church of the living God today is being cursed by the little G-O-D-S's. But they haven't figured out, this world hadn't figured out, beloved, listen, that the little G-O-D-S's don't count. It's the big G-O-D that's got the final say, amen. He's the one that bought the church. He's the one that paid for the church. He's the one that's coming after the church. He's the one that said upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Oh, beloved friend, David and Goliath, the Bible said that we went out there and you know he whooped him. He took his own sword and cut his head off. He wanted to make sure the job was done right. Amen. He finalized that thing. And watch this. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 52, and the men of Israel and Judah arose, and they shouted. He said, preacher, what is that? That's that word, ruah. That's what that is. They shouted again. You say, preacher, what were they doing? They were pursuing the Philistines. This bunch of scaredy cats that wouldn't go down there and fight that giant. God sent one man down there, took on the giant, and now this bunch of scaredy cats grew a little bit of hair on their chest, and they're going to go after the enemy. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, of serving God and being happy about serving God and being thankful and being joyful and shouting the praises of God, it's catchy. Amen. I'm telling you, if you'll get a hold of it, and it'll get a hold of you, it'll get a hold of somebody else along the way, too. Somebody else will want to shout the victory. Oh, beloved friend, the idea of conquering an enemy. You say, preacher, I don't know why that makes that much, why that's that important to you. Let me just give you this. Beloved, listen, the Bible said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Now, I want you to think about that just a minute. I'm talking about worshiping the one tonight that's already conquered the enemy. Amen. You say, preacher, why aren't you afraid to die? Because death has already been conquered. Aren't you listening tonight? Listen, you know, let me give you something real quickly. I didn't know if I was going to do this tonight. But how many realize everything that God's got that's real, the old devil tries to imitate it? Yeah, that tries to imitate it. Well, listen to this. Even this ruah, even this shout. The Bible said in Judges chapter 15, verse number 14, and when he came to Lehi, this was Samson, the Philistines shouted against him. That's that same word, ruah. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. So the Philistines, they're even going to try it. But it didn't work. You want to know why? Because it was an imitation. It wasn't real. I'm going to tell you something right now tonight. If you ain't really been born again, you ain't really got a license to shout. But if you've really been born again, really saved by the grace of God, really heaven bound tonight with a hammer down, really have a Bible that you love, and really have a Savior that you love, and really have the Holy Ghost abiding in your bosom. Are you listening to me tonight? Then you have a license to shout the praises of God. Amen. Beloved, here the Philistines, they shouted against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And old Samson found the new jawbone of an ass. Now listen to me. He's fixing to whoop 1,000 men. Not whoop them, kill them. With one jawbone. The structure out of that bone that come out of that jaw of that ass. Are you listening to me tonight? What are you trying to say, preacher? The enemy. Yeah, they imitated. They shouted. Their shout didn't get him anywhere. Listen, if you've not been born again, beloved, you can shout all you want to, but you ain't going to heaven. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something tonight, too. The Spirit of God will bear witness. You want to know what I believe today? I might be wrong, but I believe that I could preach like I've preached today in a lot of places, and, beloved, people wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But I thank my God in heaven that I'm standing in a place where I believe people know what I'm talking about. And they know, beloved, listen, this is not strange. This is the Word of God. And God's people ought to shout the victory in these days that we live in. Amen. And God's people have a reason to shout tonight. Amen. Beloved, listen, the enemy's imitating. I thought about this. I wonder, Brother Steve, when they crucified Jesus. I'm talking about the enemy now. I'm talking about the devil and his little imps. I wonder how many of them were saying, ruah. How many of them were shouting, Brother Don, saying, we got him. He's dead. We've killed him. Oh, glory to God. Listen to me tonight. I wonder how many of them were saying, yeah, see there, he ain't so big now. He ain't got so much power now. We got him. But I wonder if there wasn't one of them little imps, brother, that somewhere along the way maybe said, now, boys, we better not start counting our chickens just yet, because he did mention something about 3 days. Hey, man, are you with me tonight? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I wonder how many of the enemy shouted, ruah, when Jesus died on on that old rugged cross. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus did 3 days later. He shut them up. And beloved, listen, because he shut them up, we ought to speak up and say, praise his name. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. The enemy's always going to try to imitate. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There ain't nothing to beat the real thing. You say, preacher, that's not good English. No, but it's good preaching. Amen. There ain't nothing going to beat the real thing. I'm not talking about a Coca-Cola. I'm talking about somebody that's been born again, washed in the blood, heaven bound, happy on the way. Amen. Happy, happy, happy to be saved by the grace of God. The idea of conquering the enemy. Let me give you this tonight, and I'm done. Ruah. It has the idea, carries with it the idea, not only of the foundation we talked about this morning, worship we talked about this morning, sounding the alarm we talked about this morning, conquering the enemy, we talked about that tonight a little while, but this ruah, make a joyful noise. It carries with it the idea of a coming king. Brother Ralph, you started singing in the choir a little while back. Before I ever heard it, Brother John told me, he said, we've learned a good one, preacher. And that title of that song is The King is Coming. The King is Coming. That is a good one. We need to be reminded, honey, the King is coming. And beloved, listen, there ought to be a ruah in our soul, a joyful noise. He's coming. Listen to what the Bible said in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9 and verse number 9. The Bible said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout! That's it. Ruah. O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Now listen to me tonight. If God, in the prophecy in the book of Zechariah, talking about Jesus in his first coming to this earth, and they're shouting, God gives them instruction, shout, he's coming. Shout, he's coming. Beloved, let me ask you something tonight. If they were supposed to shout about this lowly one, honey, the next time we see him, he's not going to be the lowly one. The next time we see him, he's not going to be riding on the colt, the foal of an ass. The next time, beloved, listen, he'll be riding out of glory on a white horse, and we'll be with him. He'll be going forth conquering and to conquer. And beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart, if the children of Israel were instructed to shout about his first coming, how much more should you and I shout because of his second coming? He's coming. Listen to what the Word of God said here. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 5 and verse number, I'll just read the chapter. Revelation chapter 5. I'm going to read it in its context. Listen to me tonight. Here's what's fixing to happen. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, after this I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. How many believes the church is going up? Going out. Watch this now. Look at chapter number 5. Let's take our time tonight. Just read it. Look at it. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders saith unto me, weep not, glory. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. I hope you can get a picture of this. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart, I believe God's people ought to be practicing for this. Honey, we're going to bow before the Lamb. And listen what the Word of God said. Having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. Sister Linda said to me a while ago, I said, do you sing with Brother Don? She said, I can't sing. I said, I can't either. Amen. But I was trying to get them drafted for tonight. Amen. Sister Linda, we'll make them sit down when we get over here, honey. And we'll sing them a duo. Amen. Amen. God's going to give us a glorified voice box. And I'll be able to sing and shout like I've never sung and shouted before. Hallelujah. Watch what the Bible said here. They sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain. Ain't but one that was slain has redeemed us to God. There's not but one Redeemer. By thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, whispering in a lowly voice. I didn't read that right, did I? The Word of God said, saying with a loud voice, you know what's going on? Ruah! Hallelujah! They're shouting the praises of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Somebody else is hollering, praise His name. Somebody else is saying, ain't this wonderful? I'm telling you, beloved, God's people are going to shout one day after a while. Want to just practice on the way. Watch what he said. The Bible said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. I didn't plan on this. Everybody stand up. I didn't plan on this. That's all right. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. All right. Do this. Get your voice ready. Are you ready? Pretend, Brother Michael, like she just did something you absolutely don't like. Amen. No, don't do that, Brother Michael. Pretend like she just fixed you your favorite meal. Amen. And you want to let her know how much you appreciate it. Amen. Not in public. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible said here, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. I want this section right over here just to, with a loud voice, just to say, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You're in the wrong section. I like that. He's still over here, Miss Debbie. Amen. That's good, Brother Thurman. Amen. Ready? Again, this section.
Worthy is the Lamb.
This section.
Worthy is the Lamb.
This section. Oh, that's weak. This section.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. Everybody together. Worthy is the Lamb. Everybody together. Worthy is the Lamb. I'm going to tell you something tonight. He's worthy. And if you could stand tonight and that would come from right out of your heart. He's looking over the banister of heaven. He's saying, Father, I want you to look. They're already getting ready. They know what's going to happen. They know, Father, there's the day coming when you're going to say, son, go get them. Get them all back home, amen. And Father, they know that you're worthy. They know, Lord, that I died for them and shed my blood. That's the only hope. Now watch this. Worthy is the Lamb. Watch this. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as in their sea, all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor, blessing and honor, blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth before the throne. Whew. I don't know about you, There's a song that says, when we all get to heaven, I'm not picking, we'll sing and shout the victory. Well, I tell you what I believe. I believe we ought to sing and shout on the way too. Shout the victory. Worthy is the Lamb. Say it again. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. We're fixing to come into a season. I ain't going to get into this head over heels. I don't want to get in trouble. But there are going to be more people hollering, worthy is Santa Claus than worthy is the Lamb. I said, God help us. Brother Steve sent me a text the other night. We worked together. He and I, Miss Cindy and Miss Eve, trying to get the banner made. And it says, Bible Way Baptist Church. And then down under that, Brother Don, it says, keeping Christ in Christmas. Honey, I'm telling you, beloved, there's a lot of people kicking him out of Christmas. Kicking him out of the school. Kicking him out of the country. I tell you, praise God, I believe I'm among a bunch of people that want to keep Christ right in the center of all that we do. Worthy is the Lamb. If you'll come back Tuesday night, I'll see if we can go on in this chapter a little bit more. Maybe just summarize it. Amen. It's a Thanksgiving chapter. It surely is. But I got hung up on that one little word. Ruah. Shout. Sound the alarm. Shout. He's laid the foundation. Shout. The King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in your presence. Lord, I do realize tonight that, Lord, as men, we're weak. Lord, the Spirit is willing. Lord, I think it's been the same in every generation. The flesh indeed is weak. The Spirit indeed is willing. God, I pray tonight you'd make us overcomers. Don't let us be overcome with pride. Be overcome, Lord, with worrying about what somebody's going to say or what somebody's going to think. Help us to be true worshipers of the living God. God, it might help somebody else if the wall might fall down. Lord, I've seen people stand in this choir. God, get a hold of them and them just testify. People stand back in the congregation. Oh, God, even our brother that was saved not long ago would mention it, Lord, testimony after testimony that dealt with his heart. Oh, God, help the redeemed of the Lord to say so. Ruah, help us, oh God, in these days to lift high the royal banner. And Lord, to just proclaim to a lost and dying world, Jesus saves. Jesus saves.